Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today we're going to do a little segment of Biz Bites with Bonnie. We're going to talk about online presence, and you can ask yourself, are you hiding from your clients? More on that in just a moment. But first, I always want to take a moment to thank you, all of you, for taking time out of your busy day to share time here with me on the show. I am so honored that you do that. So, you know, I've said this before. In fact, I say this all the time. But I think that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You know, you come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world and leave your mark. Perhaps that's you. And that's why you've decided to join me on the show today. And so if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope you find that this will be another great show. I know that time is our most precious asset, so I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And Biz Bites with Bonnie is usually a shorter segment than when I have a guest, usually, you know, 10 to 15 minutes at the very most. So I hope that you enjoy the show today. Now, I always want to remind you, before we get into our content, that I always put the link to my website and the Facebook group, which is Entrepreneur Mastery, on the show page, as well as a free gift for you. And this week, I have an additional link that's on there as well for the Expand Your Reach Academy. And I'll mention just a bit about that before we close today. So remember, you can find the links to this show on many podcast directories. And all of those, at least the ones I know about, are on my website. So just go to BonnieGressel.com to the Holistic Entrepreneur page, and all of those other icons will be there. Now, I know I found this show and my other show as well on some of the other podcast directories that I didn't apply to, which is fine. I mean, we get the message out there to more people. That's great. So the ones that I know about, those are on my website. So without further ado, let's get into our topic for today. So the title of the show today is, Are You Hiding? It's a question that I think as new entrepreneurs, or even if you've been in business for a while, but things aren't necessarily going as well as you'd like them to, I think it's a question that we need to ask ourselves. Are we hiding? Now, if you're like most entrepreneurs, you're not really hiding from your potential clients. It's just that your ideal clients can't find you. And when embarking on the entrepreneur journey, there's so much to learn, isn't there? So much to do, so many things to organize and plan. Identifying who you serve and how you serve them. I mean, basically, who your ideal clients are and how you can help them. That's your niche. And for many people, this is a huge hurdle to get over because it is a big question. And then you have to take a look at what you have to offer, what your ideal clients and customers want, not just what they need, but what they want. Then there's the whole piece of the website, the logo, the colors, the branding, the legal things, the financial issues, creating a business plan. And it's getting set up with the right tools and resources that you need to begin. Now, many of us in the beginning have what I like to term shiny object syndrome, which you might have heard that phrase before. So we end up with a ton of stuff that we don't even need or ever use. Some of it we don't even remember purchasing. A lot of us end up with a bunch of stuff that we don't really need. And then there's the whole piece of learning new skills, how to use an autoresponder to build your email list, getting into social media for your business, not just the personal end of things, doing video, audio, a blog. Oh my goodness, the list goes on and on. So with all of this set up in the beginning of your business, you know, none of this really matters if your ideal client can't find you. They don't even know you exist and how you can help them solve their problem. You can have the most beautiful website and no one may ever find it. So oftentimes we get overwhelmed and, you know, paralysis sets in and we don't pay attention to our online presence. And that's something that we never even get to sometimes because there's so many other seemingly important, pressing things that we need to do first, many of which I just mentioned, and there's a whole bunch more. Now, even if you're a brick and mortar business, you know, you have a local business, people will still look you up online. Most searches are done with people's phones, right? So I think that the phones, mobile phones, have really replaced the computer in some ways because the use of mobile devices for online searches for anything surpassed desktop users in, oh gosh, back in 2016, a couple years ago already. And it just continues to grow and grow since then. So what do people see when they search your name or your business online? You know, think about that. Can they easily find you? And believe me, it's easy for them to search anytime because most people have their phones with them, right? So I don't go anywhere without my phone now. It's kind of become my portable computer when I'm the norm. You know, I love having that with me. And when I don't have it, I feel like, oh my goodness, I'm missing something. So I, even though I use my, you know, regular computer and all of that, there's a lot of people who don't. There's a lot of people who have just resorted to using their smartphone or their tablet. And so it's something that's so portable, it's always with them, and they can search you anytime. So I think it's so important to grow that online presence. So how do you do that? I mean, what will people search, what will people find when they search your name or your business, or just the words that are associated with what you do? You know, those all-important keywords that people put in when they're searching for something, you want to come up when they're searching for whatever, you know, topic or help it is that they need. Now, finding a strategy to grow your online presence, I think, is an absolute necessity in today's world. And because it can be overwhelming, especially when you're starting in on the entrepreneur journey, I mean, really, over half new startups, over 50% of new startups are closed within 4 years. And the numbers continue to fall after that. Most, I think it's like 90%, are closed within 10 years. So most don't stay in that entrepreneur space for the long run. You know, it gets too hard, or they get overwhelmed with something, or, you know, it's, there's just too much. So having said all of this, and how I feel, at least, and maybe this is a Bonnieism, but I feel that our online presence is just critical in today's world so that people know we're there and that we can help them. So I've decided to share all of the things that I've learned from some of the best experts in the industry on my journey with you in a special program called the Expand Your Reach Academy. My mission is to help you grow a strong online presence so that your ideal clients can easily find you. Then your business can thrive. Gone are the days of you having to do, you know, searching for clients and cold calls and all of these things to get yourself out there, because you'll already be out there. And there's so much that goes into building a strong presence online and offline, for that matter. I mean, the mindset is a huge piece. And so in the academy, we spent a bunch of time on mindset. But then there's the skills, the knowledge, the support, all those things that can shorten your learning curve so that you can get to your goals faster. Now, there's more information about the academy on this page. There's a link to it, and you can go to the page and read more details. I'm not going to get into that today. But I do want to impress upon you that it's so important to have an online presence, even if you have a local business. I mean, it's fine to have a local presence, too. I believe in, you know, networking and, you know, groups that come together and, you know, meetups and things like that. But when push comes to shove, people are going to do what's easy. And what's easy is to go to their phone, which they probably have on them, and search something. Search your name, search your business, keywords that are related to your business. You want to be in their awareness. And there's no better way, I really truly believe that there's no better way to get in front of them, to be in their awareness without that online presence. And you know, I come from a place of service like you do. I mean, I'm a holistic entrepreneur. And to me, I can't serve the people who need my help if they don't even know I exist, if they don't even know I'm there and can help them. And so I think we owe it to our, you know, to the world, really, to our potential clients, to be there to help them so that they don't have to spend another sleepless night or be stressed about something that they just can't get or can't figure out or whatever it is, if it's a health issue or a relationship issue or a business issue or a financial issue, whatever. They want help. They don't need help. They do need help, but I think for most people, the want is stronger than the need. So that because they want it, you know, and I often liken this to the little kid in the candy store. And I've used this metaphor before. There's a little kid in the candy store and he sees a piece of candy that he wants. He says, I want that candy. Now, he doesn't need that candy. I mean, he's not going to die without it, but he wants it so badly that he's going to throw a tantrum. So it's the want that your potential clients, the people out there that you're meant to serve, that's what you need to feel that desire that they have. And if they don't know you're there, you can't help them. And that's, to me, that's a horrible feeling that I can't help them in the way that I want to. So I want to just leave you with that. And I put the link to the Academy in the show page so that you can take a look at that more. And feel free to connect with me if you have questions or comments, certainly. But I want you to think about how important that online presence is. That's really my message for today. So your homework is to maybe Google a few things, right? Ask Mr. Google or whatever search engine you like to use and put your name in or your business name or some words that you think would be associated with your business and just see what comes up. Now, if you've done this before, because, you know, the internet universe remembers your IP address, most of your stuff might come up if you've done it before. So maybe do it on a different device or have somebody else do it or clear your cache. That will work too. So I leave you with that thought that it's so important. It's so critical to have that online presence because that's how people are going to find you these days. And remember, you can have, be, or do anything in this life. So anything is possible if you believe. And sometimes a little extra help or guidance is helpful too.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.